Listeners who live in the city of Albany, listen up. I may have some information for you about how you can get support for improving your home, improving your neighborhood. I'm here to talk with Aaron Johans, the Love Your Block Fellow for the City of Albany, about the Love Your Block program and how it can help residents and others. So Aaron, welcome back to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here today and to tell our listeners all about what Love Your Block is, and we are thrilled to announce that we are accepting submissions again for our upcoming projects this year.
Let's start with what kinds of projects can be funded through the Love Your Block program.
So we have four different sections that people can apply for within our application. The first is for a general neighborhood cleanup, fairly self-explanatory, litter pickup and minor landscaping like tree pruning and clearing debris and other things like that. And we're also looking to have a community gathering at the end just to help people get to know their neighbors and get outside and build those community relations. People can also apply for a vacant lot repurposing. So if there's a lot that's overgrown or that they would like to see turned into something more usable for the community, like a pocket park or a community garden, that's something that we can definitely assist with. And then we also have our general community services. So that's something that anybody can apply and request as an individual. That can be anything from a private trash bin or recycling bin, carbon monoxide detector, and a new initiative that we started last year, winter weatherization, efforts to keep homes warmer during those cold months.
Now, you mentioned the application process. So this is not just like, hi, please give me money. There's a whole process for applying for funds and for support. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure thing. In order to be eligible for our program, all you have to be is a resident within the city limits of Albany. You can come from a neighborhood association or other group, or you can be from a local nonprofit, or you can commit to doing a project within one of our target neighborhoods, which is largely West Hill, Arbor Hill, North Albany, and the South End.
For people who don't live in one of those targeted neighborhoods, I imagine that it reduces their chances of being funded, but does it rule them out?
Absolutely not. Anyone from any neighborhood can apply to the Love Your Block program. In fact, we really emphasize that many of the issues facing these neighborhoods that people would want to improve upon don't just stay within those strict neighborhood boundaries, which is why we are flexible when it comes to doing projects in other neighborhoods like Mount Hope, Park South, the Central Ave Corridor, West End, and Sheraton Hollow.
I was waiting for you to get to Normanskill, which is the part of Albany that I live in. Is that included also?
Absolutely. But I do, again, want to emphasize that priority will be given to projects where they have been historically redlined by the city, red or yellow lined, which for those listeners who might be unfamiliar with that term, is the denial of loans, whether that's homeowner loans or business loans, for specific communities based on their racial makeup. This was something done in the 1930s and 40s, but the effects of it are still felt within those communities today.
So how onerous is the application process, and what kinds of information do people have to supply?
It's a very quick application process. We've made a lot of changes from our first 2 years with Johns Hopkins University. Now that we're an official part of city government, we are very excited to be able to have a bit more of a hand in how we present the application. So it is only about 3 pages. One of the requirements is that applicants list at least 3 other neighbors who are invested in their project. We want to make sure that there's not only community support, but also other people who are committed to planning that project with them and volunteering on the day of the event.
I understand you can use other people volunteering to assist with some of these projects.
Absolutely. So to volunteer, you could either send an email directly to myself. My email is ejohanns@albanyny.gov. Or you could also give me a phone call at 518-434-5281. Our volunteer registration form is available on our website. Volunteers are not required to fill out the registration form in order to participate, but it is something that we like to have both for emergency contact information and to receive permission to take photos.
What would you be looking for in volunteers?
No skills or previous experience is necessary, but it is definitely helpful if there's previous knowledge or experience with landscaping and gardening work. We build a lot of raised garden beds and also do quite a bit of spreading mulch and compost. In addition, volunteers might also be called upon to do some painting projects and assist with some other minor home improvements. And the biggest thing that we do with volunteers is picking up litter around the streets.
For people who aren't able to be that active, I imagine you can use people to sit and sign in volunteers or to help with coordination in other ways.
Absolutely. If we have a volunteer event, volunteers can be there to manage specific work sites and tasks available. That can include anything from screen repair to installing window boxes.
What are some of the more fun projects that have been part of this in the past?
We've done a lot of really great projects. One of my personal favorite projects was getting to work with the Albany Victory Garden / Eden's Rose Foundation to help plant more native plants for the West Hill neighborhood. That is an area which doesn't have as much greenery and a lot more concrete, which is not only harmful to local residents in terms of the urban heat island effect, but also reduces the amount of pollinators and makes that area less adaptable to climate change.
Do you have any tips if people want to apply? What makes a successful application?
Knowing what your needs are in your community, being willing and open to talk with and work with your neighbors as well as local city government, and having a clear vision and goals for your project. So we do like to leave this fairly open so that people can be creative in terms of what they're asking for. So again, we ask that people be understanding of the limitations of our program and know what services are available through us. But we also have another fourth section of our application that I want to touch on, and that is our open project idea application. And so if residents want something like a mural or want to do an activity for local youth or seniors in their neighborhood, that is absolutely something that they could also apply for as well. At the inception of Love Your Block, we were very focused on improvements specifically for homeowners. We have expanded our program and our mission to be able to include other initiatives that would also help out the community. So that can be something like meal distribution. It can also be ecological restoration. And it can just be having a community event to build more community connections.
When you say that there's support, is it financial support? Do people have to do a big budget? Is it materials? What's included if an application is accepted?
So Love Your Block is looking to provide direct materials and resources to residents on behalf of the program to make it possible. If someone is a part of a nonprofit, we can also provide supplemental materials to an already existing project or initiative that they're starting, but are maybe just looking for a little bit of an extra oomph to give them that push towards completing their goal.
And I think in past years, you said that even if projects aren't accepted, you may be able to put people in touch with other city resources that they may not be aware of that can help them.
Absolutely. So if somebody applies to us and we discover that their home improvements might exceed the limitations of what we can provide, we highly recommend that they apply to ACDA, that's Albany Community Development Agency, for their rehabilitation program that can provide emergency repairs, and it can also help with other disability modifications or even first-time home buyers as well.
Albanians, and yes, that's the word for people from Albany. I hope that this information is helpful for you. And I'm going to let Erin repeat the website and the telephone number now that you know you want to contact her.
So you can apply online by Googling Albany Love Your Block. We should be the first thing that pops up. We also have a QR code that you can access on our flyers, which will be distributed at local Albany public libraries, along with paper copies of our application. If you have specific questions, you can give me a phone call at 518-434-5281. And I do want to emphasize that our application is due by Tuesday, May 7th. So we encourage you to talk to your neighbors, think of an idea. We really want people to be focused on what their needs and goals are, and again, working together with their neighbors.
And again, that was Erin Johans, the Love Your Block Fellow for the City of Albany, talking with me, Bria Barthel, for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Great seeing you again, Erin. Thank you.